Sokala Duma Radio.
Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend and Sport Pesa ambassador Doc Kumalo. We'll discuss a hot topic and also give you a fixture prediction. Bafana Bafana, Stuart Baxter, Libya, AFCON 2019, Egypt. This Sunday, the men's senior national team square off against Libya in a must-not-lose encounter. This is the same fixture that Bafana Bafana coach Stuart Baxter has said his job hinges on. If he loses, he is out. Dr. Kumalo is here, everyone, as always, to share his views on this important match. Before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer.
Radio.
It's getting more serious now. Bafana Bafana need to at least draw against Libya in their last game of the group, thereby being number two in the group and therefore qualifying for the African Cup of Nations 2019 to be hosted in Egypt. First and foremost, before we ask the ultimate question about Bafana Bafana, your reaction to the squad? There's been inclusions of the likes of Keegan Doli and Bongani Zungu, players who have been injured and haven't played in over 6 to 9 months, and also Bruce Vuma, seemingly he will not play, but he's been jettisoned to be the third choice goalkeeper. There are other players that are not there, there are other players that belong there that are there in the squad. First, react to the squad of Bafana Bafana against Libya.
My opinion about the selection and the announcement of the national team, it's based on a principle that is all about obviously how long or when last did the player played, and is he in his good form, and has he played so much or certain percentage that will qualify him to be part of the national team. Now, I know you've mentioned Bruce, who hasn't played for Kaizer Chiefs, but we have seen him just in game time of lately. Yeah. But let's look at the keepers ahead of him. Is there any possibility for him to play? Chances are no. Mm. Only if Chip and Ronald Williams, only if end of the two probably, God forbid, he gets sick, then that's when Bruce can be probably developed into the second choice. But at the moment, he's the third choice. Now let's look at the bigger picture. We have in our own called number one choice, who is out for the remainder of the service.
Mm.
And as a country, have we done any introspection in terms of, if such happens to two of them, who can be the replacement? The replacement shouldn't come as a surprise. It should come as somebody that we have developed. He came through the ranks.
Mm.
He is understanding what is all about the national team. I don't know how do we South Africans want our own to be able to test their things against the rest of the world. We don't include them in our program that is development program. Bruce is not being called to take any sport, or I mean a first choice position. He is just probably there as a third choice. A third choice, as you can see, is still young. He has just proved himself the past 3-4 games of fantasy. And I see nothing wrong with him being given an opportunity just for him to be part of the setup, to see, to learn how things are pending in the national team. As much as we would argue the fact that he has to gain position one at Kaizer Chiefs, at the moment, he is number one at Kaizer Chiefs because he has played almost all the last 3 games. And it's based on that this national coach, Stuart Kovac, is saying Rose is the one. But then you argue again, what happened to the under-23, under-20 player?
Yeah.
That is only time where you have a prolonged development program. Like, we don't have, like, a game of this magnitude, like the Libya game, whereby the poor boys will be under pressure. We need to be able to rub them in such a way that they are comfortable. Because now you bring them in this game, anything happens to the two keepers, they're supposed to take over. Are they ready yet? Not yet. So our development structures and programs need to take care of such. So with Bruce in there, it's not a matter of he is going to be on the bench or is going to start or whatsoever. So, but Bruce will be able to be the third choice keeper in order for him to learn, for us to have a progression in terms of having such young keepers coming out of the development structure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a topic, Doc, that I would like to explore further. But I think the biggest one is about the coach himself, though. He's already roped, he's tied a rope around his neck. He said openly that if he doesn't beat Libya, if he doesn't qualify for the AFCON, then he will leave. He will vacate the national seat as a coach. What is your opinion on that before we move on to the next issue? What is your raw opinion about that? Do you feel that he's supposed to be kept as the Bafana Bafana coach if he fails to qualify?
This is going to be my honest opinion, and based on experience and based on what I have learned or what I've seen working with this man. Stuart is not a man that will come out and talk like this. There must be something behind that we all not know. And if that's the case, I know for a fact that he wouldn't utter such statement, that there is something that made him to say that. And for me, I think it would have been a good thing for us to keep him. Yes, I understand the results were not coming our way, but I know what he's capable of. If only he can also be given another chance. But South Africans, we are a country that is like we really want the results. What results with him? He is such a good coach, and he has just lost his assistant to Kaizer Chiefs. And obviously, some of the players were not at his disposal for him to have a strong squad. The programs are clashing in terms of him having a better preparation. But I can probably count more and more of situations that he has experienced at the national level. But if this is how you feel, and it's a man of the world, you wouldn't change. Because this is what he did when he was at Kaizer Chiefs. You know, if that's the case, then if he feels, if he doesn't qualify and he wants to vacate the position, then let it be. But I just hope it's going to be done in a manner that there is no discrepancy or there is no hatred whatsoever. And he will just vacate the position peacefully and with no harm. And we'll just have to continue as a nation and look for another coach.
Libya plays against Bafana Bafana on the 24th of March in an AFCON qualifier. Libya do not play their home games at home. They either play them in Algeria or Tunisia. They will host Bafana Bafana. They need to win this game. Bafana Bafana only need a draw. Who is your money on between those two sides?
Based on the situation Libya find themselves in, they don't have the 12th player. It might be very, very difficult. We're not too sure if really they do have the access to have all the players together. We're not too sure about that. But having said that, yes, they do also need to win this one. But playing away from home, that on its own, it's negative, very negative vibes. You know, players want to play in front of their home crowd, especially representing your national team. I think with Bafana Bafana, knowing very well that a draw for them will take them through, and the win will be a cherry on top, you know. And most of the guys understand the situation here at home, that this is a country that needs results. I think Bafana will probably win 1-0.
Bafana 1-0 in the AFCON qualifier on the 24th of March against Libya. Once again, as always, every week, thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.